Welcome to COVID-19, the Sabbatical Diaries. Another episode, another story, another journey.
Did you mention seeing anyone who was sick? Anyone on a plane, the airport?
No, she said she was jet lagged.
The average person touches their face 3 to 5 times every waking minute. In between, we're touching doorknobs, water fountains, and each other.
Welcome to episode 2 of COVID-19 The Sabbatical Diaries. Today we are going to talk about the society. When you are sick but you're not that sick, and the response that you are getting, it's terrifying. As I said in my previous episode, yesterday I was in the shop, I had to go pick up my prescription. Well, I am sick, but I'm not COVID-19 sick. But I'm standing there, and firstly what I notice is that there's one teller at the pharmacy. There's a queue of probably 20 people coughing, sneezing, and everybody's not moving, but I'm standing there. Like, I've got my mask thingy on. Not mask, it's more like a cloth thing, so I look more apocalyptic, you know. Still preparing for the zombies, which is just not gonna happen. I should probably just accept it. But anyway, so then this old friend passed by, and he's like, "Hi, how are you?" I'm like, "I'm good." And he's like, "But didn't you just come back from overseas?" And for a moment there's a silence, because I don't know what to say. Firstly, yes, I want to say yes. Secondly, if I say yes, what's going to happen? So the silence lingers, and I look at him, and I think, and time stops, and I'm just like, shit, what do I say now? And I look it up, and I say, "Yes, I came back about 2 months ago." And he's like, "Oh yeah, that's cool. Okay, cheers." And within seconds from me saying that, you could hear someone drop a penny on the floor. And this is in the supermarket, so not so easily that you'd be able to hear that. It became dead silent, which is understandable. I mean, people are afraid of what's going on, but I wouldn't put other people at risk if I'm sick. Therefore, I would not be standing there if I knew I had it. But it wasn't just that. I mean, it was the death stares and this utter hate feeling that I got. Like, people made distance between me, and it felt like I'm being an imposter, because I wasn't welcome there in that moment. Which is, I mean, I want to justify it to go, yes, I understand where they're coming from, but still, I mean, it's a horrible experience to have. So I'm like, whatever, and I just stand in the queue, because I'm almost at the front. And then I just hear behind me this woman says, no, move back, we can't get sick from him. Because automatically, now, because I was overseas, I instantly carried the virus. I mean, again, I came back 2.5 months ago. By now, I would have either shown the symptoms, been quarantined, or something. But no, instead, they jump to the best conclusion that they know. And they start panicking. And I don't actually see the point in this whole panic drama. I mean, it's uncalled for. Yes, it is bad what is happening. Yes, it is dangerous. But, Sandra, I can like promise you, if you buy one stack of toilet rolls, that will last you. You don't have to go fill your trolley to the brim. And you know who I'm talking about. We all know them. Sandra, she's got the hair. But I mean, it's unnecessary. It's causing more stress, because now for the people who can't go panic buy now or stock up because of financial reasons, when they go, they won't be anything for them. which is also not fair. I don't know. Well, all I'm saying is that society in general is not prepared for any disaster, nevertheless for a virus outbreak. I mean, so I stay in a smaller townish in Cape Town, and yesterday while we were driving to a pharmacy, I saw exactly two people wearing masks and gloves. Everyone else is just like, it's not gonna affect me because I eat biltong and blah blah blah, and I drink beer, so it won't affect me. This actually, I heard the other night, I went out with friends to celebrate my birthday, and I went into a smoking area. So there's this group of, no offense to anyone, but this group of older men, very Afrikaner, poor-like. Again, no offense, I'm not trying to offend anyone. But this one guy then coughs, and the other's like, oh no, dude, Kelowna, you need to like move, Kelowna, we can't get infected. Firstly, if he had Kelowna, they all would have been infected. Secondly, so then this other one, it's like, I want to say the back leader, he goes like, no dude, you must just drink your beer, beer washes everything away, Kelowna is just a little bit of a sickness, but you just drink beer, and we eat some good biltong, and it will be gone. And I'm just standing there going like, for a moment my brain stopped working, it couldn't exactly process what was happening, because the words that came out of his mouth, and I really do hope he was joking, but on the other hand, I don't think he was. I think he actually thought and believed it, which just makes it even more sadder and worse. And that is kind of a big problem that we're facing now, is that people are not understanding. They don't really actually know what is happening. For them, it's just a flu. Yes, it is technically just a flu, but it's also a flu that's killing people. And they don't understand the severity of it, which that scares me more than anything else. If you don't understand what you are facing, you can't go to battle with it. I mean, it's like preparing to go to war, but the other side is coming with guns, you pitch up with cats, because you're gonna attack them with cats. It's exactly the same. If you don't know what you're facing, you can't be prepared. And I think everyone should be informed by now. There's enough resources, but you can at least go and get the basic facts of, okay, listen, this is maybe not just the flu. Oh, this is a bit dangerous. Oh, okay, I should have a social distance myself. So, as I said, I'm currently in self-isolation for 2 weeks. Not because I'm sick, but just for prevention and just to ensure everyone else stays safe. Better that way. So I'm currently stuck in my room. I do need to get some food and coffee. But if I go go down now, it's me putting on gloves, mask, which is just an effort. So I'm just like laying here, baking in the wind and smoking a cigarette. Anyway, thank you for listening. I don't know how long this will still go on, but I'm gonna try and do this daily. Also, I'm not gonna be doing any auto-tuning or something like that. This is not scripted, this is just as it comes. So I apologize for any pronunciation, mistakes or any word mistakes, but yeah, it is just a fun go with flow. Random thoughts get out of my brain, shared with maybe if people are listening. Anyway, cheers, see you at the next episode.
COVID-19, The Sabbatical Diaries. New episodes daily.